AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Welcome back to The Science Behind Dreams. In our last episode, we explored prophetic dreams, those mysterious experiences that seem to predict the future. But today, we return to the grounded science of the brain and ask, what do dreams have to do with memory? As it turns out, sleep, and especially dreaming, plays a crucial role in how we remember, forget, and make sense of our experiences. In this episode, we'll explore the fascinating relationship between dreams and memory, how memories appear in dreams, how sleep helps consolidate them, and why we sometimes forget our dreams altogether. The link between sleep and memory. Before we dive into dreams specifically, we need to understand how sleep supports memory in general. Every day, your brain takes in a massive amount of information: facts, faces, emotions, images, and actions. Much of this is stored temporarily in the hippocampus, a region in your brain that acts like a short-term memory bank. But memory doesn't become lasting until it's consolidated or moved from short-term to long-term storage. This happens during sleep, particularly during slow-wave sleep, deep, non-REM sleep, and REM sleep, the stage most associated with dreaming. During deep sleep, your brain replays and organizes the information it gathered during the day. Neural connections are strengthened, irrelevant data is pruned away, and important patterns are reinforced. This is how learning and memory are solidified, and dreams may be a byproduct or even a tool in this process. Memory replay in dreams. Have you ever dreamed about something you just experienced? An exam, a new job, or a person you recently met? That's not random. Studies using brain imaging and EEGs show that the brain replays daytime experiences during sleep. This process, called memory reactivation, helps strengthen learning and emotional regulation. In animals, researchers have even observed that the same neurons activated during a task are reactivated during sleep, almost like the brain is rehearsing. In humans, dream content often reflects these replays. For example, if you've been playing a new video game or learning a musical instrument, you might dream about it. These dreams may feel fragmented, distorted, or symbolic, but they reflect your brain processing the experience, testing it, reorganizing it, and storing it. Emotional memories and REM sleep. REM sleep plays a unique role in emotional memory. This is when the brain processes not just facts, but feelings attached to experiences. During REM, the brain's amygdala, which processes emotions, and hippocampus, which stores memories, work together, helping us make sense of emotionally intense events. Interestingly, REM sleep also occurs in a low norepinephrine environment, meaning there's less of the stress hormone involved. This allows us to revisit emotional experiences without being overwhelmed, which may explain why dreaming can help reduce the emotional weight of a memory over time. This connection between REM and emotional memory is why dreams can feel so vivid, and why they often involve people, places, or events that carry strong emotional significance. Why do we forget our dreams? Given how vivid and meaningful dreams can feel, it's frustrating how often they vanish minutes after we wake up. Why does this happen? There are several reasons. Neurochemistry shift. During REM sleep, levels of certain neurotransmitters like norepinephrine and serotonin are low. These chemicals are involved in memory formation. When you wake up, there's a sudden shift in brain chemistry, making it harder to store dream memories. Lack of attention. We're less focused and alert immediately after waking. If you don't consciously try to recall or write down a dream, it often fades within seconds. different memory systems. Dreams are generated in brain areas that may not fully communicate with the memory systems responsible for long-term storage. The content may stay in short-term memory unless reinforced by reflection, repetition, or journaling. That said, you can train yourself to remember dreams more consistently. Keeping a dream journal and reflecting on dreams immediately after waking can dramatically improve recall over time. Dreams that distort or reconstruct memory. Dreams don't just replay memories. They also reconstruct, rearrange, and blend them in creative ways. You might dream of being in your childhood home with your current friends or revisit a real conversation with a strange twist. This blending is part of how your brain experiments with memories, breaking them apart and recombining them to form new connections and insights. Sometimes, dreams help reveal connections we didn't consciously make. Other times, they distort memories, inserting people or events that never belonged together. This shows that dreaming is not about perfect recall. It's about processing, understanding, and transforming experiences into meaning. The false memory effect. Interestingly, some research suggests that dreams can even influence our real memories. If you repeatedly dream about an event, you might start to confuse what actually happened with what you dreamed. This is called the false memory effect, and it shows how powerful the dreaming mind can be in shaping our beliefs, emotions, and perceptions of the past. Can dreaming improve learning? Yes, sleep has been shown to enhance learning and problem solving. After studying or practicing a skill, getting a good night's sleep, especially with REM sleep, can boost performance. Some studies have found that dreaming about the task itself predicts greater improvement. For example, students who dream about a maze they were learning to navigate often do better at it the next day. Musicians, athletes, and language learners also report gains after dream-filled sleep sessions. This reinforces the idea that dreaming isn't just a strange sideshow. It's part of how the brain learns and grows. Final thoughts. Dreams and memory are intimately connected. During sleep, your brain is hard at work, replaying experiences, making sense of emotions, and forming long-term memories. Dreams reflect this inner activity, turning memories into stories, images, and emotions that may seem strange but are deeply meaningful. In the next episode, we'll shift our focus to creativity. How do dreams inspire ideas? Can dreaming boost innovation? And why have so many artists and inventors credited their best insights to sleep? Until then, sleep deeply, remember often, and trust the wisdom of your dreaming mind. This is the science behind dreams.